An artist's duty, as far as I'm concerned, is to reflect the times. I think that is true of painters, sculptors, poets, musicians. As far as I'm concerned, it's their choice. But I choose to reflect the times and the situations in which I find myself. That, to me, is my duty. And at this crucial time in our lives, when everything is so desperate, when every day is a matter of survival, I don't think you can help but be involved. Young people, black and white, know this. That's why they're so involved in politics. We will shape and mold this country, or it will not be molded and shaped at all anymore. So I don't think you have a choice. How can you be an artist and not reflect the times? That, to me, is the definition of an artist.
We're in the middle of a revolution because I see the face of things to come. Oh, your constitution, well, my friend, it's gonna have to bend. I'm here to tell you about destruction of all the evil it will have to end. Some folks are gonna get the notion, I know. They'll say I'm preaching hate. If I have to swim the ocean, well, I will. Just to communicate. It's not as simple as talk and jive. The daily struggle just to stay alive. Talking about a change. It's more than just air pollution. Well, you know, you've got to clean your brain. The only way that we can stand, in fact, is when you get your foot off my back. Gonna be all right. Everything's gonna be all right.
What to do? I'm telling you, soon you'll know it will be through. One, two, three. What do you see?
Strange Fruit, you know, to me is my favorite. And I think Strange Fruit deals with things and deals with America, shall we say.
Deals with my people and our oppression.
I don't quite understand.
Yeah, the same thing as you. I mean the same as you. You're right. It deals with America and the black and white problem, really.
Southern trees. Barren, strange fruit. Blood on the leaves. And blood at the roots. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant South. Them big bulging eyes and the twisted mouth. Scent of magnolia, clean and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning.
It deals with America and the black and white problem, really. The ugliness of it, that is about the ugliest song I have ever heard. Ugly in the sense that it is violent and tears at the guts of what white people have done to my people in this country. I mean, it really, really opens up the wound completely when you think of a man hanging from a tree and to call him strange.